Oh, hi. You wouldn't happen to have some Tylenol, would ya? I must look hoarse. Sorry about the joke. Just trying some levity. You look scared. Your window's broken. Something happened. You got mad. Oh, okay. What? Oh, I came through the mirror. It was the easiest way to get away from that warehouse. Yeah, you're... Well, I'm not calling them your friends. Those people had a warehouse where they were making that stuff. It took me long enough to... Oh, these? I just got shot. It's happened before. I'll heal. Oh yeah, they weren't so tough. Just had to flash my teeth and stretch some limbs and throw a few of them around. I'd feel worse about it, but they... Well, they were hurting people. They were hurting you. I'll heal, but this really hurts. I'd forgotten how much it hurts. Never mind. I'll just sit here, if that's okay. This tile feels really nice, and it's so clean. Well, aside from the sink. Wait. Did you cut yourself shaving or something? Oh, show me your arms, please. I was a bit out of it, so I only now just saw the blood in the sink and how pale you look, so please just show me your arms. Can you move them down a bit? I'm not sure I'm good to stand yet. Okay. And what about your thighs? I don't mean anything in that way. Well, it's just that I've had lots of free time with Dr. Price, and he has a lot of books about depression and things like that, and I've had lots of time to go onto his computer, and I've been trying to cover my bases. I swear I won't do anything. I can't right now. I just... Please, if only so I'll stop pestering you, eh? Okay, thanks. You're looking at me weird again. No, it's not. I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, the long limbs, the sharp teeth, the blue hair, extra long fingers, the markings. Yeah, I'm pretty freaking weird. What? Yeah, they are part of my skin. How'd you guess? Just did, huh? Pretty observant there. Well, the eye marks are more like those frogs that live in the Amazon. You ever heard of them? They're pretty cool. Really pretty, too. My mouth, though, well, it's more like these are the rest of my lips. Yeah, they don't look like it. Don't really know why. But if you look real closely, you can see where the skin meets. Yeah, my mouth can get way bigger than this, but, well, it's scary. Or scarier. And having a mouth shaped like a zigzag is a bit hard to deal with. I just use it when I'm... Never mind. My eyes can also sort of disappear into these markings. They're kind of like eyelids, but more for my protection when I'm in my, well, the other form I have. Did you see? No? No, you didn't. I think that was for the best. Thanks, that means a lot to... Wait, hold on a second. I forgot how much that hurts. I told you I've eaten lead before. I remember there was one time in the 70s when we came to some little rural town. Well, we mostly always went to little rural towns because who'd believe them if they said that? Some children or some teens or some homeless people had gone missing. We were in a little town called Pine Bluff. I can still remember the name. I didn't used to. Anyway, some of the locals were better armed than we thought, and they came in the middle of the night with guns, trying to get their kids or their friends back. It went about as well as you can imagine. I used to look back on that memory and laugh. I'd laugh because I thought it was so funny how all those poor little humans went up against beings that were so obviously superior. I used to ignore how brave they were, how hard they tried. I actually started to beat us back. It took the ringmaster and a few of us clowns getting serious to stop them. One of them, this old man with, he had white hair, like cotton candy. It was so soft looking. He came right up to me as everyone else was running or dying. And he shot me right in the face with a shotgun. I'm not human, obviously, and I can heal from a lot, but the pain I felt in that moment made me forget that I could. Ever been deaf and blind at the same time? Yeah, it wasn't fun. It was the first time I actually wondered if I could die. Lying there on the ground with buckshot in my brains and my teeth and my stomach. They were actually considering killing me if I didn't get better. I remember the ringmaster standing over me, looking down at me like I wasn't anything. Like I was something on the side of the road that he thought was sort of interesting. He said, "If she's not better by sunrise, you can have her." He said that to my siblings, and most of them just smiled with their teeth out like I was already dead. Out of all my siblings, I was the strongest, the most loyal to the ringmaster. I knew I was. I'd proven it over and over again. I'd been so faithful to him. I'd barely ever spoken out against him. so many for him. And then it was like none of it mattered. Do you know that I was glad when I realized that he was dead? I was glad and I felt bad for it. I felt like I was betraying him in death. Like I was a horrible daughter. But then I realized the truth. I thought of him as my father. But he didn't think of me as a daughter. He thought of me as a dog. I think realizing that made me actually try to be better instead of... Never mind. Don't even want to think about that. I don't know. I mean, it's been 4 years since you guys brought down the circus. 4 years of me being alone with my thoughts. It's not the best thing for someone like me. Yeah. It was a hell of a day. So much horror. So much pain. All beneath the big blue sky. At least you got away. I'm so sorry that no one else did. Are you still afraid that the ringmaster will come back after you took his eye? I mean, he survived. We all saw him, right? Yeah, I thought so. Alright, let me stop you right there. They weren't the only survivor. They killed the ringmaster. Everything happened at night, and it was 2 years ago, and they definitely saw me in my other form. I will never forget that night, and neither will they, so don't even bother playing the clueless card, bucko. I'll admit you had me fooled for a bit. You almost out-clowned the clown. But there was all that blood in the sink, yet you don't have a scratch on you. And believe me, I can smell fresh blood. I didn't know if they'd been hurt that badly. You kept looking at me while I was talking. I thought you looked too calm, and I cottoned on to the fact that you were just agreeing with what I said, so it would seem like you knew what I was talking about. And the window. The window was broken from the outside, wise ass, and you didn't even bother picking up the glass. For a shapeshifter, you're pretty bad at reading the room. That's what you are, right? Yeah, I've met a few things like you before, and all of them have been better actors. So you must either be pretty young, or you just suck at your job. Oh, no you don't. You're not getting away that easily. What did you do to them? Did you hurt them? Did you kill them? Thank God. Don't even think about it. My claws have already drawn your blood. I've got a good nose and I can follow you anywhere now. So start talking. Who are you? What are you? Who sent you? And what did you do with the person who lives here? Don't try me. I'm going to ask one more time, And if you try that again, or you decide you don't want to cooperate with the person who holds your life in their hands, then I promise you, I promise you, I will play your nerves like guitar strings before you die. I won't let anyone hurt them. They've had enough pain for a lifetime. Now tell me where they are.